章。
罗门 chapter five。
啊，罗马书的第五章。
Roman chapter five。
第五章的十一节。
Verse 11。
罗马书五章十一节。
Roman chapter five, verse 11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.Through whom we have now received and reconciliation.
这里告诉我们信仰生活有两个阶段。
Here tell us there are two stages in our phase of journey.
第一个阶段就是与神和好。
First of all, we have to reconcile with our God.
那既然和好，就是表示还没有和好以前，我们是神的仇敌。
That means that before reconcile with God and we are his enemy.
那重要的原因就是我们有罪。
The important reason is that we all bear sin.
在神的面前我们都有罪。
We all fall short in front of God.
那神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
所以神的愤怒天天在我们身上。
Therefore his wrath has come upon us.
所以如果罪没有解决，死是可怕的。
So if the sins are not resolved, and the consequence is death.
死的可怕就是带着罪来见神。
The terrible fact that is we carry the sin in front of God.
那与神和好就在洗礼的时候。
We can reconcile with God during our baptism.
因为主的宝血洁净我们的罪。
Because God's blood has washed away our sin.
那我们披戴主耶稣的义。
So now that we wear his righteousness.
那我们就可以跟神和好。
That's how we reconcile with God.
那做神的儿子。
And become his children.
所以这个阶段我们已经完成了。
So now we all complete the first stage.
那下一个阶段我们要追求以神为乐。
And second stage is we should be able to rejoice in the Lord.
一到夏天我每次要来圣地亚哥我从厄湾开车，一定两点钟以前一定要出发。
Every summer, when I have to have assignment in San Diego, and I need to leave Irvine earlier before to.
如果慢一点车子很挤。
If I left.A bit later, then I will be caught in the traffic.
因为夏天很多人到圣地亚哥来寻找快乐。
Because San Diego is a popular place for people to spend their summer.
所以非常多人想要来。
Many people want to come here.
但是有时候我就想说，那为什么在安息日我们在圣地亚哥，还是有很多信徒来聚会。
So, I ponder around why people will still come to service.During the summer in San Diego.
那如果我们来聚会是因为我必须来 ，I have to.
Are we coming because we have to?
那聚会就是一个义务。
Then it becomes just a responsibility.
那最好不要那不得已我要这样做。
That's the most basic and least, but it shouldn't be the only reason.
那如果我们来教会是一种享受。
However, if coming to church is like more enjoyment for us,
那我们就会很喜欢来。
Then it's very attractive to us.
那来教会享受什么？
So what can we enjoy in church?
其实我们大家在一起最享受的就是神本身了。
During our fellowship, the most enjoyment is to be able to be in the Lord.
所以如果我们的信仰是在享受神，
So if our faith allow us to enjoy God,
我们的信仰就会很有力量，很活泼。
Then our faith will come with strength and power.
我们永远不会离开神。
Then we won't want to depart from him.
因为神就是我生活的满足。
Because he become my satisfaction of life.
神就是我生活的喜乐。
Because he is the joy of my life.
那我们会天天很感谢神。
Then we will be grateful and thankful to him.
那要到底怎么在生活中真的能够以神为乐？
So how can we be rejoiced in the Lord?
我们来看《以利亚书》。
Please turn to 1 John.
约翰一书的第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
第三节，第四节。
Verse 3 and 4. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 4. And these things we write to you that you may have be, your joy may be full.
这个第四节说，我将这个话写给你们，使你的喜乐可以充足。
Verse 4 say that these things I write to you that your joy may be full.
什么叫做喜乐充足？
How can we have the joy be full?
就是我们心百分之百得到满足。
That means that we are fully satisfied.
也就是像我们喝水一样，喝到饱再喝不下去。
Just like we drink enough water that we don't need anymore.
那喜乐满足就是我们的心充满着喜乐。那这样的话，这根本就不会去犯罪。
If our heart full of joy, that we wouldn't want to commit sin.
因为如果我们很喜乐、很满足，世界就进不来。
Because when our heart full of joy, the world wouldn't come into our heart.
那世界进不来就不会犯罪。
When the worldly matter didn't come into our heart, we don't want to be submit to him.
那我们很基督徒如果很容易犯罪，就是因为心灵空虚。
Sometimes Christian easy to commit sin, it's because their heart is empty.
那如果心灵空虚，世界就会跑进来。
When you have room in your heart, then the worldly matter will come in.
那世界跑进来就很容易成为犯罪的根源。
When the world is full in your heart, that becomes the source of the sin.
所以这里讲喜乐充足，这是我们信仰一个追求的目标。
So to be full with joy is the goal of our journey of faith.
那怎么能够满足呢？
How can we be satisfied?
第四节说，我将这个话写给你们。
Verse 4 say that I write those things to you.
所以这一些话如果我们去做，我们的喜乐就会满足。
Which means if we complete or fulfill these things, then we could have joy.
那这些话这么有力量吗？
So are those things powerful?
那到底这些话是什么？
What are those things?
如果我们看第三节。
Let's look back at verse 3.
我们就知道了，所谓这些话就是指着团契，用中文翻作相交。
So the things which particularly mean fellowship in verse 3.
所以如果我们真的过团契的生活，我们的喜乐就会满足。
So if we have a fellowship life, then we should be satisfied.
那换句话说，如果我们心灵空虚，我们信主没有感觉到喜乐，是因为我们没有过团契的生活。
In other words, if we believe in God but do not feel satisfied, that means that we don't have fellowship in our life.
所以当时在《使徒行传》里面记载有3000个人受洗。
At that time, in the book of Acts, record there were over 3,000 people baptized.
那他们的生活马上改变。
They have an immediate change of their life.
有四个很重要的内容。
There are 4 important content.
这是他们还没有信主以前所没有的。
That was lacking before they came to Christ.
第一个就是遵守使徒的教训。
First of all, it's follow the teaching of apostles.
使徒的教训就是主耶稣的教训。
The teaching from apostle is from God.
也就是神的话。
It's also God's word.
那照神的话去做，我们就有公义。
According, if we act according God's words, then we should bear righteousness.
那有公义就有神同在。
With righteousness, we will have God with us.
那第二个。
Secondly.
就是彼此交接，就是团契。
Secondly is to have fellowship with one another.
所以使徒教会他们是一个团契，过团契生活的教会。
In apostolic church, they have fellowship together.
那在第三节讲这个团契有两种。
In verse 3, describe there are two kinds of fellowship.
一个是你们跟我们有团契。
One is have fellowship with us.
就是人跟人的团契。
Between people and people.
那另外一个是我们跟神 儿子耶稣基督的团契。
Another one is fellowship with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
所以喜乐充足哈，第一个就是跟人要有团契，第二个是跟神要有团契。
To be able to bear joy, we have to have fellowship with one another and have fellowship with our Father.
这就是我们享受神的方法。
That's how we can enjoy the Lord.
但是有时候我们常常发现我们的经验不一定跟人团契会喜乐。
But we often found that my experience not so always.
就是人跟人的团契也不一定会带给人喜乐。
We are not necessarily feel joyful when we have fellowship with one another.
为什么？
Why?
好几个原因
There might be many reasons.
第一个原因有的人太负面。
First of all, sometimes some people might be very negative.
看事情都是负面的，讲话都是负面的。
The way they act, they speak, are full of negative thoughts.
我们礼拜一到礼拜五上班已经很辛苦，然后跟人团契又听了一大堆负面，就很不高兴，就回去了。
We often feel very tired and during the whole day week work. And when we come and hear those negative words, we don't feel joy.
这个负面包括很悲观。
The negative thought also including the
pessimistic. 就是说遇到很多问题，觉得没有药可以救。
That means they found nothing they could do when they encounter problems.
那这样前途就好像没有什么希望。
So they feel hopeless.
那另外一个人跟人相交就觉得不会快乐，就是有的人心里有很多的 bitterness， 这个苦毒啊。
Sometimes we don't have joy during the fellowship is because people bear the bitterness.
团契就是把那个 bitterness 全部都倒出来。
And then they pour all those bitterness during the fellowship.
我们听到很多这些苦毒，我们觉得也不快乐。
So when we hear about those things, we don't feel joy.
那为什么有的人包括我们自己有时候我们没有办法带给人喜乐呢？
Sometimes including ourselves, we couldn't really bring the joy to people.
我们太负面，太多苦毒。
It might be because we bear bitterness or we are very negative.
内心有很多的怨。
We have a lot of complaint in our hearts.
所以就这样就不会喜乐。
That's why we don't feel joyful.
这个归结到原因就是因为我们没有神在里面。
One of the reasons is we do not have the Lord within us.
我们现在看雅各书。
Let's turn to Book of James.
这是我们过去常常读的一节。
This is the verse that we all familiar with.
雅各书的第一章。
James chapter 1.
十七节。
Verse 17. James chapter 1 verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights.With whom there is no variation of shadow of turning.
这个十七节用三个形容词来描写神。
There are three adjectives to describe our Lord.
第一个，美善的恩赐。
First one is good gift.
神的恩赐是美善的。
God's gift is good.
也就是说，从神来没有不好的。
Which means everything from God is good.
没有负面的。
It's not negative.
因为他是神啊。
Because he is God.
那第二个全备的赏赐。
Second is every perfect gift.
全备就是没有缺点啊。
Perfect is blameless.
从神来的建议没有缺点。
Every suggestion from God is blameless.
神的旨意没有缺点。
God's will is perfect.
神要我们走的路没有缺点。
The path that God prepared for us is perfect.
全备的。
It's perfect.
你看神造一切，神说一切都是好的。
God create everything and everything is good.
就是不需要再改进。
That means it doesn't require other changes.
神祝福没有一个是不好的。
God's blessing is all perfect.
那接下去说他是众光之父。
Then it say that is the father of light.
他是光啊。
Because he is light.
光就是希望。
Light represents the hope.
光就是生命。
Light is the light.
在它里面没有黑暗。
Within there's no darkness.
所以我们想如果神真的住在我们里面。
If God lives within us.
那我们这一个人就有 美善的恩赐，有全备的赏赐，有神的光。
Then we should carry good gift and the perfect gift and the light of God.
那这样啊，我们跟别人团契哦，就会带给人喜乐。
Therefore, we should be able to bring people joy when we have fellowship.
哦，所以我们要常常在想啊，如果我们跟人团契没有带给人喜乐，就是神没有住在我们里面。
So we should reflect that if we are not able to bring people joy during the fellowship, that possibly means God is not within us.
只有人跟人在交谈，这个带没有办法带给人喜乐。
Because the conversation between human cannot bring joy.
所以我们的团契要把它提升啊，到在神里面的团契。
Therefore, we should elevate the level of our fellowship in God.
那要讲什么？
So how can we talk during the fellowship?
我们看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
第一章的第三节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 3.
这里说，我将所看见、所听见的传给你。
Here say that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you.
然后第一节
Then verse 1.
起初原有生命之道。
It's which from the beginning, we have heard.
就是我们所听见、看见、摸过
，which we have seen with our eyes, we have looked upon, and our hand have handled.
这个神是一个灵哦，看不见、听不见、摸不到。
God is a spirit that is not tangible.
所以为什么很难信神
？So it's harder for us to believe in God.
那现在神成为耶稣，变成一个人。
Now God become Jesus Christ.
那圣经特别说住在我们中间。
To live.Among us.
对门徒来讲就看得见听得见摸得到
So to apostles they could see and they could touch
看见什么
What can they see?
看见瞎子看见瘸腿走路死人复活
They see all the miracle wonder that he performed
看见神的大能力显明
They see his great power revealed
看见神用他的大能力来解决人的困难
They see his power to resolve people, human problems.
就看见神的爱真的能够帮助我们。
They see how God's love resolve us.
那听见什么
？How can they hear?
听见耶稣在讲道。
They hear his preaching.
耶稣在讲道他在讲所罗门讲智慧话。
Jesus preached about the wisdom from Solomon.
他说示巴女王很远的地方来。
He said the Queen of Sheba came from far.
他听到所罗门在讲他非常惊讶，神不守舍。
The Queen was so amazed when she heard about the words from Solomon.
主耶稣说，在这里有一个比所罗门更大。
But Jesus said that there is a greatest one here compared to Solomon.
就是他。
That's himself.
耶稣论生命。
And Jesus talked about life.
耶稣论死亡。
He talk about death.
耶稣论天国。
He talk about the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣论地狱。
He talk about the hell.
主耶稣论钱财。
He talk about our wealth.
主耶稣论神的国的可贵。
And the precious of God's kingdom.
所以我们人世间很多很重要的问题，其实主耶稣已经讲得很清楚。
So Jesus make it clear about all the issues that we may encounter.
所以他们在听耶稣讲到，眼界大开。
So when they heard about Jesus, they were all amazed.
从物质界讲到灵界。
It's from the material to spiritual world.
然后把灵界跟物质界牵拉在一起。
And then combine both of them.
你们很忧虑吃和吃穿喝吗？
Are we all worried about the worldly matter?
主耶稣说，先求神的国，神的义。
Jesus told us to seek first his kingdom.
神的国在哪？
Where is his kingdom?
在你的心里。
It's in your heart.
神的义是什么？
Where is his righteousness?
过一个神看为对的生活。
It's to live a life that God approved.
这个都是很抽象。
Those are very subjective.
但是日用的饮食就要给你。
But God will give you the daily bread.
原来属灵跟属世是不分的。
Because we cannot completely separate the worldly matter and the spiritual world.
不是说我世界困难先解决我才来拜神。
It's not that we should solve our worldly matter before we come to God.
我把书先读好，straight A， 我才来拜神。
It doesn't mean that we should only fulfill our role as a student before we come to God.
是我们先来拜神。
It should be that we come to God first.
然后我们做我们应该做的本分。
And we also pay our duties.
神就给我们开一条路，你就发现什么都不缺。
And God will open ways for us.
所以主耶稣在讲道啊，他可以从早上讲到下午，3000个人在那边啊，5000个人在那边听不会走。
So evenpreach whole day, from day to night, and multitude just want to continue to listen to him.
因为他的话有智慧，有权柄。
Because his words full of wisdom and authority.
深扎人心。
So it's very piercing.
再来就是摸到耶稣。
So what does it mean to touch him?
你看那个血肉的妇人。
If you think about the woman that had the bleeding.
Yeah. 他已经血肉12年。
She had the sickness for 12 years.
他已经全花光了。
She spent all her wealth.
医生看完了。
Just to see the physicians.
那还有什么希望？
She seems hopeless.
当他摸到耶稣。
But when she touched Jesus Christ,
他的病就被主耶稣医治。
Her sickness is healed.
这是就对主耶稣的体验。
This is the personal experience with God.
那这个体验现在借着主耶稣的应许，在你的腹中要流出活水的江河。
So according Jesus Christ's promise, the living water will flow from us.
所以每个人都对主耶稣有体验。
Therefore, we should all have experience with God.
那我们现在就把这一些把它讲出来。
Then we should talk about our stories.
那这个叫做团契。
Then this would be the fellowship.
那这个就是正面的，能够造就人，让人听的可以得到喜乐。
This is the fellowship that's positive and edifying.
所以享受神有时候是从跟别人团契来的。
So sometimes through interact with brother and sister, we have the joy from God.
就是听到他对神的认识，他对神的体验。
Because we heard about the story, how they came to Christ, how they experienced Christ.
他对神的感受。
And how that feel about Christ.
这个没有一个是负面的。
That's nothing negative about it.
这个里面是没有苦毒的。
There's no bitterness in it.
所以这个可以让我们喜乐。
So it would bring joy to us.
那我们回到约翰一书的第一章。
Let's turn, come back to 1 John chapter 1.
说我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督有团契的。
Here say that we have fellowship with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
这就是我们喜乐的来源，跟神有团契。
So the source, the fountain of our joy is to have fellowship with God.
那我们怎么跟神有团契呢？
How can we have fellowship with God?
在约翰一书里面就提到三点。
First John revealed 3 points.
第一个就是借着道。
First of all, through the words.
我们听神的话，就是神住在我们里面。
We listen to the words of God, and God will live in us.
那这神的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because His words bury life and with spirit.
所以这个神的话进到我们里面，灵可以得到滋润，生命会丰盛。
So God's word nourish us, therefore our spiritual, will be prospered.
那我们把神的话行出来，我们就是住在神里面。
If we act, if our deeds is according to God's word, then we live in God.
那这样就是跟神团契。
That means we have fellowship with God.
所以要借着神的话。
First, that the fellowship with God is through His word.
那第二个跟神团契就是借着圣灵。
Second is through Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
24节。
Verse 24. First John chapter 3, verse 24. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit of whom he has given us.
这个地方讲哈，圣灵住在我们里面，降临就是神住在我们里面。
Here say the Spirit dwell in us means God's live in us.
那我们照着圣灵的带领感动这样来生活，就是住在神里面，就是跟神团契。
If we follow the guidance of Holy Spirit, then God will abide in us.
所以每一件事情我们要做，先求神带领。
So everything we do, before we do anything, we ask for God's guidance.
那如果我们知道神要我们怎么做，求神帮助我们啊，这样去做。
If we know how God wants us to do, then we follow His instructions.
那常常祷告被圣灵充满。
If we pray often, then we will be filled with Holy Spirit.
那这个就是跟神团契，在灵里面团契。
Then we will have fellowship with God in spirit.
那第三个就是爱。
The third one is through love.
我们常常来数算神的爱恩典。
We should often count our blessing in the Lord.
那我们就满心的感谢。
Then we will be very grateful.
然后我们在生活中试着去做一些事情来爱神爱人。
In our life, let's try to do things that are to love God and love people.
那这样就是跟神在团契。
Then we will have fellowship with God.
那我们这样做，我们跟我们的喜乐就会越来越多。
Then our joy will be multiplied.
所以在信仰生活要追求以神为乐。
So our in the face of our journey, we should pursue the joy in the Lord.
就是要跟神有团契。
To be able to have fellowship with God.
那团契多了，我们喜乐多，我们的生命就会一直成长。
So when we have fellowship with God, we rejoice in Him, and then our spiritual life grows.
那在跟神团契当中，我们来看一节约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn back, 1 John chapter 1.
第二章第九节。
Chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, verse 9. 1 John chapter 2, verse 9. He who says,He is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. Verse 10. He who loves his brother abides in the light and there is no cause of stumbling in him.
这里讲怎么在爱中团契。
Here tell us how to have fellowship with love.
如果恨弟兄他就是在黑暗。
If someone hates his brother, he is in darkness.
那跟神就没有团契。
Then he has no fellowship with God.
因为恨就跟神没有相交。
Because darkness have no part in God.
然后爱就是在光明中。
Because the love bring you in light.
所以我们要跟神团契要离开恨进到爱里面。
To be able to have fellowship with God, we should depart from darkness and enter in the light.
所以很简单的，如果我们整个教会都跟神有团契，这个教会是充满着爱的。
So if the whole church has fellowship with God, then the church will be full with love.
因为神就是光爱就是光。
Because God is the light, and the light is the love.
好，我们现在看罗马书。
Let's turn back Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章从第一节到第五节再提到以神为乐的另外两个重点。
Chapter 5 verse 1 to 5 reveal another two points when we can rejoice in the Lord.
我们看第二节经文。
Chapter 5 verse 2 Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
这里说欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Here say rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
这个盼望神的荣耀是什么？
What does it mean to have hope of the glory of God?
这个盼望神的荣耀就是盼望主耶稣再来。
That means to wait for the second coming of Christ.
那个时候他用要荣耀中降临。
Because he will come with glory.
那我们要改变肉体成为灵体。
Then we will transform, become a spiritual body.
然后来见到跟神相见。
In order to see the Lord.
那施洗约翰在约翰福音里面在讲。
John the Baptist say about this in the Gospel of John.
我们来看约翰福音。
Please turn to John.
约翰的第第 三章啊。
Gospel John chapter 3.
二十八节。
Chapter 3 verse 28. John chapter 3 verse 28. Verse 28. You yourselves bear my witness that I say I am not a Christ, but I have seen sin before him.
29.
Verse 29. He who has the bride and the bridegroom is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoice greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, the joy of mine is fulfilled.
这里说我的喜乐可以满足。
Here say that my joy can be fulfilled.
这是约翰哦，约翰说我的喜乐可以满足。
This was spoken by John.
然后在二十九节哈，他提到三个人。
Verse 29, he mentioned three people.
一个是新妇。
First of all, it's the bride.
一个是新郎。
Then the bridegroom.
那一个是朋友。
And the friend.
哦，我们大家都参加过婚礼哈。
Every one of us perhaps attend weddings.
啊，婚礼，我们看到我们的朋友结婚，当然为他高兴。
When we see our people get married, then we are happy for them.
但是最高兴还是那个结婚的两个人。
But the happiest person might be the bride and the bridegroom.
啊，因为今天他们结婚了。
Because today they got married.
好，那施洗约翰说。哦，他只是主耶稣的朋友。
And John the Baptist described himself the friend of bridegroom.
哦，那主耶稣是新郎。
Because Jesus Christ himself is the bridegroom.
那新妇是谁？
So who is the bride?
新妇就是教会。
The bride is church.
教会就是你跟我。
Church is you or me.
哦，所以我们活在这个世界上啊，是有一个很活泼的盼望。
Therefore, we have a living hope in the world.
我们知道主爱我们。
Because we know God loves us.
我们也深深感觉到我很爱主。
And we all love God.
但是这个爱不会断绝。
Because there's no stopping point for this love.
不像世界上的婚姻会断绝。
It's not like the marriage or the human relationship in this world.
在主耶稣再来，这个叫做新娘遇到新郎。
And the second coming of Christ, it represents bride meet his bridegroom, not her bridegroom. That's the beginning of the marriage.
所以我们在人生最黑暗的一个时刻，就是死亡来临的时候，看到最喜乐的盼望。
So the most darkest moment of our life is death. Then we could see the most living hope.
就是新娘要在爱中看到新郎。
Is the bride meet the bridegroom in love?
这就是我们欢欢喜喜站在这个恩典中就是罗马书第五章。
That's how we could rejoice and stand on the grace.
所以当一个人面对生命的终结唯一能够安慰人的就是这样。
So that's the only consolation.We could give people during their end point.
就是你的盼望就是见到你所爱的主耶稣在天国。
Because now you can see the Lord.
那是荣耀，那是好的无比。
That's most glorious. That's nothing beyond compare.
那是永远的。
That's forever, everlasting.
所以肉体这是短暂的恩典，但是他已经到更好的地方。
So temporary, we will be separate in this world, but we will be united in God's kingdom.
除了这个没有一个能够安慰一个已经死的人，他的家属。
Other than that, we give people no consolation.
你不管世界再大的成就。
It doesn't matter how great achievement that you accomplish in the world.
好像在这个丧礼里面讲这个人过去怎样怎样怎样，现在怎样。
Just like what we heard about this people's history in the funeral.
现在怎样？那将他将来怎样
？But then, what's the future for this this people that depart from?
不能讲将来。
Because he no longer have future.
只有在主里面，我们有这样的盼望，所以我们就很喜乐。
But only in the Lord we have this hope of future, so therefore we rejoice.
所以保罗在监牢里面，他说：“如果要我选现在死反而好。”
When Paul was in the prison, he said that it's much better for him to die now.
因为他是很有信心，他到过第三层天了。
Because he is so confident.
他说那是好的无比的。
He know that God's kingdom, it's nothing beyond compare.
现在就能够跟神同在。
So if I can be with God right now.
所以基督徒的喜乐在哪里？
So what's the joy of a Christian?
所以传道书里面说，有一天我会到达毫无喜乐的日子。
Ecclesiastes say that one day we will enter a place that without happiness.
的日子，有一天我们的生命会到一个活着没有快乐的日子。
At some point our life without happiness.
就是眼睛看不到，耳朵听不到，一切都越来越差。
That might be when we get old, everything is deteriorating.
但是在那一天。
But at that day.
我们要盼望见到神。
We will have hope to see our Lord.
所以连约伯他在极端患难当中，他都有盼望。
So even Job in great tribulation, he still very hope.
这就是他的安慰，他的喜乐。
Because God is his comfort, his joy.
他盼望了什么？
What did he hope for?
约伯记十九章。
Let's look at Job 19.
约伯记的十九章。
Job chapter 19.
二十六节
19 verse 28 Job 19:26 And after my skin is destroyed, that I know that in my flesh I shall see God. 27 Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and know another. How my heart's yearn within me.
他这里讲我要在肉体之外见到神。
Joel described that in my flesh, I shall see God.
之外。什么叫肉体之外见到神？
What does that mean that to see God out of his flesh?
就是我们的灵魂要在灵里面见到神。
That means we see God in spirit.
所以二十七节要亲眼见他。
So 27 say that I shall see for myself.
全然见到他。
To see him completely.
所以这是我们人生一个喜乐的来源。
That's the source of our joy.
人不必悲观接着死亡来到，还有更好的盼望。
So, we don't need to be sad. The death approach us, we have a hope.
我们再回来看第五章罗马书。
Let's look back Roman chapter 5.
第三节到第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 3 and verse 4.Roman chapter 5 verse 3 And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope.
这个地方讲患难中也欢欢喜喜。
You say that we could rejoice in tribulation.
这个患难有好几种不同的形式。
There are different forms of tribulation.
有的是在工作上。
Sometimes it's our work.
失掉了工作。
We may lose our job.
有的是在健康上失去了健康。
Sometimes that we lose our health.
那有的是在我们的家庭里面发生问题。
Sometimes could be the issues of our family.
所以每个人他遇到这个试炼患难不太一样。
So people all have different kinds of tribulation.
但是这个地方告诉我们患难中也欢欢喜喜的。
But here say that we can glory in tribulation.
这是不简单的。
That's not very easy.
所以以神为乐就是在患难中我们也可以喜乐。
So to be able to bear glory in God is to have glory in tribulation.
那这个患难中喜乐有几个很重要的原因。
There are several reasons that someone can rejoice in tribulation.
第一个就是患难一定会过去。
First of all, to realize that tribulation will pass.
所以你看到最后老练生盼望，盼望就是患难会过去。
And then that's why I say that character will bury hope because the tribulation already passed.
因为神不会给我们的困难超过我们能承担的。
Because God wouldn't give us something that we cannot bear.
我们没有办法承担，神一定给我们开一条路。
If we can no longer bear, that God will open ways for us.
所以是第一个，为什么可以喜乐？一定有路可以走。
So first of all, we can rejoice in the Lord is because the tribulation will pass.
一个有神同在的人，人生绝对没有绝路。
We won't feel hopeless if we have God by us.
神一定会给我开一条路。
Because God opened ways for us.
所以患难中我们就没有挂虑了，一定会有路。
So we do not worry in tribulation.
那第二个，我们患难可以喜乐，是因为我们了解患难对我们是好的。
Secondary, we understand the tribulation as benefit. It's beneficial for us. Therefore, we rejoice.
因为在中文讲这个老练哦，看不出什么意思，很难了解。
From Chinese translation, talk about a character, and it's harder to understand.
英文一看就清楚 ，character 再翻回来就是个性。
So in English version, use character to describe our personality.
就是神让我们遇到困难就是要改变我们的个性。
God allows us to encounter tribulation so that we could change our character.
那要改变什么个性
？So what should we change?
到最后要有主耶稣的个性。
Is to have God's character.
就是能够反映神的形象。
Is to reflect His own image.
就是神的爱跟神的公义。
It's His love and righteousness.
还有主耶稣的谦卑。
And also His humbleness.
圣洁。
His holiness.
那这个个性就是代表人的价值。
And this character also represents our value.
所以在神面前，什么最有价值？跟主耶稣一样的个性。
So the most valuable, to God is His own character.
那经过困难，我们一直反省，一直检讨、悔改、祷告，个性会改变。
So through reflection, repentance, and prayer in tribulation, our character will change.
那这是第二个我们可以喜乐。
So that's second reason that we will be able to rejoice.
那第三个
，Third.
如果看第四节最后一句。
Let's look at verse 4.
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Because God pour out in our heart by the Holy Spirit.
这个是什么
？What does that mean?
神的安慰。
It's the comfort from God.
我们在患难当中，圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里，我们就得到很大的安慰。这是出于神的爱，不是要毁灭我们。
We receive the comfort from God because the love of God has been poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit.
而且圣灵会把喜乐赐在我们心里，会给我们安慰。
And Holy Spirit will give us the joy that will be able to comfort us.
所以以神为乐不是说一生什么事情都很顺利，所以我很喜乐，不只是这样而已。
So to have joy in the Lord doesn't mean that we won't encounter any problem in our life.
是指着在最困难的环境当中，我们也很喜乐。
It means that even in most difficult situation, we will be able to rejoice.
甚至死亡来到，我们也有喜乐。
Even when the death approaches us, we still have joy.
这是真正的在主里面的喜乐。
That's truly rejoice in the Lord.
所以我们的信仰要一直成长。
So we should continue to grow in our journey of faith.
到最后以神为乐。
And then to be able to reach the goal to rejoice in the Lord.
那我们就会发现我一生一定不会离开神，因为神就是我的享受。
Then we will never ever depart from God because He is our enjoyment.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
18.